And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, this is what interests me. A couple of things interest me.
Yes.
Firstly, Bill, you get your second go at running a segment in this rub, and your first one was a complete and utter train wreck,
so this has
got to be better.
Guess what we got? We had an opener.
That's a stinger. You wanted that sort of stinger.
Exactly.
And the second part about this is the first time in quiz history that people haven't seen the questions. When I say people, I mean
Duck
and Brian. openly cheat. So when you get a lifeline on this one, they haven't actually seen the question and haven't been able to cheat with the answer.
That's right. And what to the people that call in? What do they do?
If they ring in, let's say it's Nick from Burwood. You go, g'day, Nick. Nick, do not turn around and say, g'day, boys, because you'll get hung up on by Leroy, because we don't give a stuff how you are and we don't care how we are because we know we're flying. So all you need to do is tell us what you're doing. I'm on the lawnmower out the front.
But it's got to be honest.
Well, not much people can do at the minute, Brian.
Says you.
Well, can mow their lawn.
All right, come on, Bill.
All right, here we go. And we've got a new prize too, Cooney Boy.
Yeah.
Our good friends at TaylorMade have given us the Tour Response Golf Ball. Swear by it, not at it. Tour Quality. That doesn't cost the same as Tour Quality.
TaylorMade or Taylor?
TaylorMade.
TaylorMade.
And the Trust Putter.
And we might throw in the Trust.
The Trust, it is.
Trust Putter.
Trust Putter, which is about $500 worth.
So they butchered the name of
TaylorMade.
Come on, Bill.
TaylorMade have been our great sponsors. Justin Sunbury.
Yeah, just thinking, pissing the man cave, having a punt.
That's it.
Oh, good. You're still allowed to have a punt, thank God.
A little bit longer.
Mark Zara's test come back positive. We're all stuffed, Jim. Oh. All the peas in our life are gone. Justin, welcome to the quiz. How many Coleman medals has Jack Revolt won?
Oh, yes.
Two.
Sorry, Justin, he's out early.
Out.
Jack's there in Kensington. Hey, Jackie boy.
Just about to pick up some beers from Dan Murphy's.
What colour?
Here we go.
Not sure yet.
A theme emerging?
Yeah, we are.
We're too into it.
One thing people are doing. Do you think people are drinking more during
the... Oh, a little bit.
Are you?
Not on the rug.
Are you drinking more?
A lot more water. Jack.
The morning after.
Which team... how many Coleman medals... how many Coleman medals has Jack Revolt won there, Jack?
Two.
Listening in.
How thick are people?
Nick's there in Burwood. G'day, Nick.
Hey, boys, just setting down.
Oh, Nick, I even used you as an example.
Leroy.
Come on, Leroy.
Craig in Craigieburn, believe it or not. Okay, Craig, what are you doing?
Craig, what are you doing?
Craig, we got you.
Oh, no. This is going well.
Oh, Leroy.
This is a shocking start. Bill, have you got one question? You've got one question, one answer, nothing.
Is it Glenn from Park Orchards?
G'day, Glenn from Park Orchards.
Fixing the car, Billy.
Oh, what are you doing? The old shackle pin or what's wrong with the car?
Carburetor?
Just restoring one, Billy.
Hey?
Just restoring one up.
Oh, good on you. What type?
67 Mustang.
While we've got Glenn on, how long do brake pads last, Glenn?
Depends how much you drive it.
Yeah. And, Duck, they don't have brake pads in a 57 anyway, Mustang. They have brake drums.
Yes,
they have the front brake. It's got discs on the front.
Got this, Brian, on the front.
You might have just caught me out there, but I'll tell you what, it must have been the changeover year.
I put it on.
Brian, they got discs on the front. We've been going 8 minutes.
They don't come with this, Bill. They come with drum brakes.
Question number one, Bill. Here we go. Welcome to Triple M's Trivia. TaylorMade are giving us some golf balls and the Trust Putter, of course. How many Coleman medals has Jack won there, Glenn?
One.
Bill, this is an abomination.
How's it my fault,
Bill?
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully.
Sean.
Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we doing? I can't put my name to this anymore.
Sean. Who spells their name? S-E-A-N.
That's how you win, boys.
What's the question, Bill?
I don't know.
We haven't got through one question yet.
Let's put a pause on it. Can we go to a break? Sean, how many Coleman medals has Jack Revolt won? Now, it's not one and it's not two.
It's three.
Yes, yeah. We're away.
Well done, Sean.
Number two. Which team finished on top of the ladder and with how many wins at the end of the 2019 home and away season last year? Who finished on top and how many wins? Look at Brian.
Oh, wow.
Sean?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Of course we're here, mate. We rang you.
Who finished on top?
Just down the road.
All right, Geelong? Just... Yes, we're giving you that because we just cut that one short. Now, number three is
Get around him!
A lifeline, Sean, and you've got Feathers Damien, Softening of Brian down there in Lawn, Fluffy Duck or Hard Yakka Jim.
No, not Hard Yakka Jim, only the three.
All righto, Hard Yakka. Come on. Righto. Now, which two players finished equal third in last year's Brownlow medal with 26 votes? Nat Fyfe won it with 33. Danger was second with 27. Two players finished third. Who do you want to use, Sean?
Fluffy Duck.
Fluffy Duck.
Yeah. Well, I know. I reckon Paddy Cripps would have been one of them because I tipped him to win.
Right.
I'm going to say Cripps and Bontempelli.
Righto. You're going with Cripps and Bontempelli, Sean. It's
pretty hard question.
100%.
No.
Don't jump into Duck's fluffy stuff.
Fluffy Duck's out.
Look at Brian on the screen getting the Google search out.
No.
And Brian.
No. I'd be going with Brian.
Greg in Somerville. What are you doing, Greg?
Isolating, Bill.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Now, you can use Damien or Softening of Brian. Which two players finished equal third in last year's Brownlow medal with 26 votes? And it's not Bontempelli and Cripps.
Use BT, Greg. He's got a book in front of him.
I'll go Brian.
What was the question again, please?
Bristol, we haven't got time for any.
What was it, third?
Third in the Brownlow last year.
Who finished equal third in the Brownlow? I think Lachie Neal was one of them.
Right.
And the other one?
And I think he might have finished equal with Cripsy.
Righto. All right, Greg?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Bristle. Look at Bristle.
Yeah. I had one of them.
Well, that's not two. That's not correct.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't have the answers.
Fluffy.
Righto, keep it rolling, Bill.
A Western Bulldogs defender, Alex Keith, was a former cricketer. Off spinner? Yes,
no. Medium pace bowler and handy middle order batsman.
Played seven first class matches. Representing which state there, Greg?
I think South Australia.
Oh.
No.
Bad luck. Anthony and Killor. G'day, Ant.
Oh, no.
Anthony, what are you doing, mate?
Just a bit of FIFA, boys. PlayStation 4, can't do much.
FIFA. Love it.
Righto. Alex Keith, which state did he represent?
I think he was a Victorian boy, wasn't he?
He was. Well done to you. Number five is another... Oh, and you've only got Damien there.
I know.
And Damien should know this. Which Melbourne player, Anthony, kicked 51 goals in a 7-week period from rounds 15 to 21 back in 1991?
Feathers? Alan Djakovic.
It could be Jeff Farmer.
And you know what?
Not that year.
He gave it to him too.
It could be Jeff
Farmer.
Wouldn't
have known that.
Righto, who do you reckon, Ant?
He was better than Duck.
Damo.
Yes, done, Damo.
I think there was a period of time, Jim, where he was better than Duck.
Crisp.
51 goals in 7 weeks. That's 7/8 of 56.
Thank you, Bill.
He played good for about 7 weeks. Much better, wasn't he?
Seven and a half goals. Yeah, all right, Luke.
We're going to have to take an outbreak again in the middle of
Duck climbing.
Number six.
Duck climbing, he played well for a long time.
Jim, can you shut him up?
Oh, boy.
Six. Hawthorn's 2019 Best and Fairest winner happened to be the youngest player to win the BNF at the Hawks since Lee Matthews in 71. Name the player.
I think that was Warple.
Well done. Boy from Geelong, done well. Good work. Number seven. Oh, here we go. Have a listen to this one, boys. In a glittering first-class cricket career, James Brayshaw, or Bradshaw, as they call him, won two Sheffield Shields for which state? Yes. Two Sheffield Shields for which state there, Ant?
Western Australia.
Oh.
Is that right? Victoria? Adelaide.
Adelaide's not a state. That's wrong.
Give it to him.
No.
One of only, I think, three people ever to do that.
Well, Anthony's not getting that. He said Adelaide.
Didn't you top score in the second dig?
How many runs?
Take control, Bill. For Christ's sake.
Are we going to an ad break?
Eddie's in queue. Eddie, what are you doing?
Just cracking another stubby with my Billy Brownless bottle opener.
Oh, and it says things to you.
Mine doesn't talk to me. It's broken. Need to get that one replaced. Sorry, Bill.
James Brayshaw won two Sheffield Shields. Which states? WA is one. And?
South Australia would be the other one.
Well done, Edward.
All right, we're going to a break.
No, we're
Bill,
not.
Again, have to go to a break in the middle of your quiz. That's how bad you're going.
Scene.
The Chief is going to join us. We're going to finish the quiz. God, for Hard Yakka. This is the Triple M Saturday Rub. Hard Yakka, a history of hard. Now, Bill, we've got to get to the Chief quickly, all right, Hard Yakka and McDonald's. So get the quiz finished.
Okay, we're up to question eight. Eddie and Q, you're still with us, of course, and this is the Triple M trivia quiz, thanks to TaylorMade. Mm-hmm. Hey, in 2014, Eddie, Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals and how many behinds from set shots? He was pretty accurate.
He didn't miss any of that year, did he?
Ever happened, Eddie.
tough question.
Worth guessing.
Bad luck. You're out, Eddie. Daniel in Geelong. And of course.
What? Lifeline question, Bill.
Of course, it's a lifeline question.
Oh, no.
Get around him!
Daniel, Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals and how many behinds from set shots in 2014? You got Brian, you got Damien, you got Fluffy Duck.
Go with Damo.
Damo. Luke Bruce, 32 goals. How many behinds there, Damien?
Bill, I'm having a complete guess here. Four. But it's a complete guess.
32-4, you reckon he kicked?
Oh, no, it was less than 10.
Righto, Dan?
What year, Bill?
2014.
Oh, listen to Bristol.
Daniel?
What did Damo say?
He said four.
That's a complete guess, though.
12.
Pierre. Hello, Pierre.
All right. Just having
Oh, no. Bill.
That's my fault, is it?
Yes.
Oh, look at this. How do you read the board now? There's phones and details on air. We'll go to Tim in Cheltenham. Hey, Timmy.
Yeah, been up to no good today.
Good boy. We won't ask you what. Luke Bruce, Damien said four behinds, but you can go with that. Or does he use the other?
Yeah, I'll use one of the other. Are they all still in? What's Brian saying?
Yeah, Brian's in.
He's down there in the lawn.
And he's cheating.
Thank you, Brian.
What do you want to know, mate?
Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals. How many behinds in 2014?
Oh, she's still going.
In 2014?
Listen to Brian. Come on, Bruce. What is it?
Well, he kicked how many goals? 25 goals, didn't he?
Not that.
How many behinds, Bristle?
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Just go with.
I don't know. 25. 25. He was pretty good that year.
He kicked 25. 32.
32. 32-8.
32-8.
32-8. I've just found it in the book. 32-8.
Bill, finish the quiz.
Adrian's there in Glen Iris. Adrian, Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals.
I'm pulling out the lead.
Oh, good boy.
You've still got me.
You got Fluffy Duck, and he might know this one, Adrian.
I'm going to take a guess and pick 12, maybe.
He's already said 12.
So who was that dingbat?
That was Adrian. We got Roger.
Adrian, you're smart, Alec. Roger. He had a lifeline, and he just thought he'd have a stab.
Well, Roger might use you. He's up there.
No one wanted you, Duck.
Just fitting blinds, boys.
Fitting blinds?
Right.
Yeah, good still on working.
Duck might know the answer here. Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals. How many behinds? You can use him if you want to.
Definitely use Duck.
Yeah, of course.
Righto.
First guy should have used me straight up. I think it's very low. I think it's four.
Which Damo?
That's what I said, Bill. Yeah.
Roger, over and out.
Well, definitely not four. That's what Damo said. So well, I'll go with...
No one took that answer, strangely.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say... He said it, but no one took it.
It still could be wrong.
Let's go with Duck, then. Let's go four.
Oh.
Hey!
Fair dinkum. I wonder about our audience sometimes. Yes. Now, two to go before we talk to Chief, who will be getting angrier and angrier. Sucked in, Chief. Which one? Now, have a listen to this question. Which one of the following Triple M team members had the best scoring accuracy throughout their entire VFL, AFL career, right?
Now we're talking.
Billy Brownless, A. B. Wayne Carey. C. Brian Taylor. Or D.
Be obvious.
Or D, Luke Darcy.
What's this question?
The accuracy, scoring accuracy over their career.
Accuracy.
Well, I was having my shots from 55 out.
Roger. Yeah.
I was having mine from the boundary.
Duck. You're going to go the duck.
Oh, duck, no. Bad nonsense. Duck couldn't kick to save his life.
Well, put it this way. I kicked way more than you, BT, and you're a full forward.
727 no. goals.
So therefore, the more you have, the more you're probably going to kick.
Mate, I played 8 years.
And your shots were from 10 out, 15 out directly. In front.
Hugh.
Phil, finish the quiz.
Hugh from Sunshine. Hugh.
You want a Coleman, BT?
Stacking a bit of wood, guys.
Oh, good on you. Well done. scoring accuracy here between Billy.
It'd probably be Duck.
C, Brian, or D, Luke Darcy.
He had 8 shots.
I reckon big Luke Darcy might be the one.
Bang!
Hey, he can't qualify. He didn't kick enough goals.
Well, that's what I reckon of you.
He kicked 183 goals. Okay, Darce. He had an accuracy of 65.35.
Accuracy, Jim.
Brian, 64.58. Duck, 61.4. And
what happened to Bill?
Oh, just
terrible kick, Duck.
We kicked 1,878 goals between us.
Finish the quiz.
Last question for the magnificent TaylorMade Golf Tour Response Golf Balls and the Truss Putter. Hugh, how many disposals did Marlon Pickett have on debut in the 2019 Grand Final? How many?
It's in the 20s. I'm going to go 22.
Bang! Oh! Huey! Well done. There you go. There's a quiz. There is a quiz, Jim.
A dozen tour response TaylorMade golf balls for you, Hugh, and the Truss putter that's coming your way thanks to us and the great people at TaylorMade. Just had a text come through. The coronavirus has infected Bill's quiz.
Billy nearly called Hugh Hug.